A nemesis to livestock farmers and the public. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yeah, it seems to be an increasing problem. It's a problem with livestock producers. It's a problem with homeowners. They damage structures, utilities, vehicles, roofs, and also livestock. So it's a growing problem. It sure is.
One of the biggest predators for Tennessee's livestock industry is the black vulture. These birds have continued to increase their population over the past several years, so much so that farmers have had to seek additional help in trying to protect their animals. Brett Dunlap is state director for USDA's Animal and Plant Service Inspection Wildlife Services Program.
Their populations seem to be expanding, as well as the numbers seem to be growing in the southeast. But one of the problems about them is that we don't know a lot about a lot of the basic biology of the birds. And so the more we can know about the birds, the more we can manage the birds. And again, the birds do cause a lot of problems. We want the birds around. They serve an important service. They eat a lot of carrion and dead things off the landscape. And that's good. We want them to do that.
But because of the increased number of attacks on livestock, in particular cattle, farmers have had to take extra non-lethal measures to try and keep the black vultures away. They've also had available permits from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife that cost $100 a year to obtain. But now, Tennessee Farm Bureau members can apply for those depredation permits at no cost.
Tennessee Farm Bureau receives a blanket depredation permit for black vultures in Tennessee, whereas then they can turn around and when it is a justified need, they can then issue sub-permits at no cost to their members so that they can then use lethal methods in order to remove some of the vultures off their property.
Well, last year alone, there were 233 reported cattle fatalities due to black vulture attacks here in Tennessee. And to find out more about those depredation permits, you can contact your County Farm Bureau office. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.